I'm at the AMA in Leeds and I have some lovely background music, dramatic. I think classical is meant to actually heighten the IQ, which was definitely needed a moment ago. Who are you, sir?
I'm Mark Earls, the Herdmeister.
The Herdmeister on Twitter, in fact, aren't you? And now tell me, what have you just been talking about? I was listening, but...
I've just been talking about a new kind of marketing, a new way of thinking about marketing, which is based on our... Hello! Our social selves. Very dramatic.
It's awesome, yeah. We are actually under the speaker. What kind of audience do you think are here today at AMA? Just marketing types or creative marketing types?
Is that...
I think a bit of both, really. I think the conversations I've had with people here show that the idea of the sort of straighter marketing of the arts world isn't really that dominant here at all. So it's an interesting bunch.
So you did concentrate a lot on, old ways are fine, but we really, really need to be looking to the future here.
Yeah, no, certainly. What I'm saying essentially is that we've got to stop thinking about what we do to people with the marketing and start thinking about what they do with each other. So, if you like, instead of when we send our information to them and that interface being important, it's when we're long gone. What happens after that? Because that's the stuff that really shapes human behaviour in all aspects, including arts behaviour.
Now, you've got a couple of books out at the moment. Are you working on anything in particular at the moment?
I am. I'm working on an academic book on social learning, which is the sort of the key mechanic behind all of this. Another one about having spread, which is for more general sort of readership and marketing focus as well.
Sure, there's been a massive acceleration in social learning. What with us all plugging into new channels, a lot of real-time channels.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, it shows how much we want to, which I think is a really, really obvious finding, but one we often walk past. And secondly, it's leading some really interesting, what you might call Latinization of our decision-making. Because the more you're connected to other people, the more likely you are to respond to what they're doing. Mm. And that creates a situation where our choices, the popularity of things becomes less easy to predict.
So
you get fewer big blockbusters, but you get lots of things going up and down in popularity and nobody can make any sense of it, although we do sit around pontificating about why after the fact Susan Boyle was so successful.
Yeah, and then we try to measure it with all kinds of analytics which don't never really show the truth that's going on there. Trick question, where did you learn what you are talking about now from? Is it all original thought?
No, I stole it all, of course.
I was hoping you'd say that. it's having your fingers in lots and lots of different pies and absorbing the contents of those pies.
No, absolutely, and saying, look, that's interesting, they've done that, we could use that over here and explain an awful lot. And then also, through having done that, you also have conversations with lots of different people and each conversation adds something more to it. And so the thing evolves that way. So it's far from original.
Evolution of the meme. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.